I think where my weakness is, and a little bit, if I can use that word, a little bit of strength is knowing, even though I don't have the strength to pull myself away from it, it's just knowing that it's not
the truth. You don't need strength. Before you knew this, you struggled, and that gave it the power. Then, before, if you tried not to struggle intellectually, knowing that struggling is not the way, you struggled not to struggle.
Uh-huh.
See, you were giving yourself grace, which you haven't got power to give.
Uh-huh.
Now, you realize this truth of yourself, you could do nothing.
Yeah.
And if you realize it perfectly, not words, to realize it, then next time it approaches, next time condition, reflex, response.
That's correct.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome, impulse. Whatever you want to call it. That's the physical aspect of the spiritual thing that's in you. That's its form.
Say again, Mr. Masters.
In other words, your condition, reflex, response, your post-traumatic stress conditioning.
Right.
If you were a dog, I could fix it and give you a big shock and change your conditioning. But you have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, this post-traumatic stress conditioning is the sum total of it, what it wants to be through your failing.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just the conditioning.
Okay.
It's a belief system that goes behind it.
That's correct.
See that?
That's correct.